おはようございます。
Good morning。
まず説教していく上で皆さんにいくつか質問です。ちょっと今回お話ししていくことをより深く理解してまた受け取っていくためにもぜひ皆さん積極的に手を挙げて参加していただけますと幸いです。
I'd like to begin this morning with some active participation to gauge our understanding. So I'm going to ask you some questions and would like you to indicate your response by raising your hand if you would.
皆さんはまず宣教をしたことがあるでしょうか。
How many of you have ever been involved in a mission?
宣教したことがあるっていう人ではいい。
If you have, raise your hand.
ありがとうございます。または今も宣教をしていますという人はいるでしょうか。
And how many of you would say that you are currently involved in a mission?
ちょっと手を挙げて。
So raise your hand.
ありがとうございます。では、今度は宣教は自分から少し遠い話だなと感じる人はいますか。
Raise your hand if when you hear the word or the idea of mission it seems kind of disconnected from you personally or something that you don't think about or do much.
遠い話だなと感じる人、手を挙げて。逆に身近に感じている人。
And how about those of you who would say it's a very intimate part of who you are and what you do? Can you raise your hand?
はい、ありがとうございます。もう少し聞きたいと思います。宣教という役割に自分は召されているなと感じる人はいるでしょうか。または、自分は宣教という役割はないかなと感じている人はいるでしょうか。
Okay, just a few more questions. Let's see a show of hands.Of how many could clearly say that they do or do not feel, how they do or do not feel or know that they have a clear call to mission. So first, raise your hand if you feel or know that you are called to mission.
されているなと感じる人。逆に召されていないなと感じる人。
And for those of you who aren't sure or don't feel like you are called to mission.
ありがとうございます。では最後に、宣教と聞いて皆さんはどんなものをどんなことをイメージできるでしょうか。
Finally,and feel free to share this aloud. What image comes to your mind when you think of or when you hear the word mission?
もし、まあ、もしよければちょっと手を挙げてシェアしていただけるとすごくありがたいんですよ。どなたかいらっしゃいますか。
I appreciate it. If you have an ideaWhat image comes to your mind when you hear the word mission? If you wouldn't mind sharing that, we'd like a little bit of audience participation. Sharing gospel, sharing good news. Not being just one, not being alone.
ありがとうございました。まあ、この最後の質問を自分も考えてみると自分なんかちょっと単純にこう一番自分の大きな宣教の経験はカンボジアの宣教旅行だなとかっていうふうに思ったりします。
So thank you to the few of you who shared. With this final question for Kentaro personally and from his experience, he immediately thought about the Cambodian mission trips that he's been a part of.
質問をして質問を考えてみてもこう分かると思うんですが、宣教という言葉についてそれぞれの印象や感じ方、それは人それぞれあると思います。ですが宣教とは本当にそういうものでしょうか。
So as you can see by the questions that were asked and also by some of the various responses that people gave, all of us have different impressions of and feelingsabout the idea, the meaning, and the experience of mission. But do all of those really give the true definition of what mission is?
実はイエス様は聖書を通して宣教ってどんなものなのか、なんで宣教をしなければならないのかということを弟子たちである私たち全員に共通の飯として語ってくださっています。
And actually through scripture, Jesus communicates to all of usWho follow him about the mission that is shared by all of us, so that we can really understand what mission is, through his eyes and why he wants us to be actively involved in his mission.
今回読んでいくルカの福音書9章は、イエス様が12人の弟子たちを初めて宣教旅行へ送り出していくシーンになります。今日はそんな弟子たちの宣教について見ていきながら、一緒に宣教への召しについて考えていきたいと思います。
And as we read in today's passage from Luke chapter 9, in a sense, Jesus sends out his 12 apostles for their first time in a mission. So let's look at this passage for some hints to help us to learn and understand about mission and today's message theme, call to mission.
まず、イエス様は私たち全員を宣教へ召してくださっています。宣教師という職業も存在する。現代の考え方ですと、宣教はある一つの役割のように感じられる方もいると思います。ですが、9章ではイエス様に選ばれた12弟子全員が宣教へ送り出され、その後、実はその後の10章では12弟子たちを含めたさらに72人が宣教に送り出されています。
So to begin with, Jesus' call to mission is a call to every single one of us. Of course, one way to answer that call is a specific calling and gifting to become a full-time cross-cultural missionary. But when we look at today's passage in Luke 9, Jesus sends out the 12 that he's appointed as apostles into mission in the surrounding villages. And then in chapter 10, he does the same thing again, except this time he sends out 72 of them.
さらに言うと、それ以外の時にも、イエス様は自分が癒した人に対し、この癒した事実を周りの人に述べ伝えなさいというふうに、送り出しています。
And then not only limited to this passage, but basically most of the times that Jesus himself heals someone in the Gospels, he always instructs them to share with others what God has done for them. And he sends them with that call into mission.
つまり、イエス様はこの宣教という使命を誰か特定の人だけに与えているのではありません。私たち全員に共通のものとして与えてくださっています。この教会にいらっしゃる全ての人にこの召しが今与えられています。
In other words, the call to mission that Jesus gives is not limited most times to a specific chosen person alone. There is a call to mission that is commonly shared and received, and that call to mission has been given to every single one of us in this church family.
次に、イエス様は弟子たちを宣教へ召していくときに、宣教とは何なのか、その目的は何なのかをはっきりと伝えています。今回の9章の2節、にはこういうふうにあります。そして神の国を述べ伝え、病人を治すためにこう言って彼らを使わされた。
Next, I think it's important for us to define what specifically is that mission to which Jesus is calling us and what is its purpose. We can see a hint of thatin today's passage in Luke 9, verse 2. So if you look in verse 2, Jesus says this. He sent them out to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick.
私たちが召される目的、宣教へ召される目的は大きく2つあります。1つは神の国、福音を述べ伝えるため。もう1つは病人を癒すため。
So the focus and the purpose of our call is essentially these two things. Number one, to speak in word the good news of God's kingdom. And number two, healing the sick.
一つ目の神の国、福音を述べ伝えることは、皆さんもイメージしやすいかなと思います。宣教旅行だったり、イエス様をまだ知らない人々へ福音を述べ伝えていくことになります。
It's easy for us to imagine sharing the gospel and proclaiming the coming of God's kingdom. We go to the places where there are people who don't know and don't yet have a relationship with Jesus. And we try to help them see that Jesus invites them into a relationship with him too.
そんな、神の福音を述べ伝えていく使命が私たちには与えられています。カンボジアの旅をはじめとした大々的な宣教旅行や復興支援などを通した宣教だけでなく、職場や友人関係、家族との関係の中で福音を伝えていくことも宣教になってきます。
We have all been given this call. While it does include this, it's not only limited to what we do when we go on our mission trips to Cambodia, or like when we've sent people to help in the disaster relief in Tohoku or Kyushu or in the Philippines in the past. It includes being sent with that message to tell specifically and clearly to the people who are already in our lives today, with whom we have a personal relationship, but they don't yet have that relationship with Jesus. Our co-workers, our friends, and our family members.
イエス様もたくさんの福音を、神の言葉を語りました。自分の周りの人とただ仲良くなるだけでなく、そこで神の言葉を語り、言葉によって人々は変えられ、イエス様を信じる者へとなっていきました。
Jesus himself spoke gospel, good news, the very words of God. He didn't just try to be a good example and a good friend to other people around them. He also spoke the very words of God. Because it was through hearing and knowing those words that God's power worked to change people's lives and bring them to belief and salvation in Jesus.
では、私たちはどうでしょうか?
So how about us?
神の言葉である聖書を携え、世に出ているでしょうか? 自分から出る言葉ではなく、神から出る言葉を預かって語ることは、どんな言葉よりも力があるはずです。
Do we leave this gathering taking those words of God that we've received and share them with the others that we live with and that we meet during the week? I'm not talking about our own words, not our opinions, not our advice, not our words of encouragement, but rather I'm asking if we're prophetically sharing the loving truth of God that alone has the true power to impact and change.
では、二つ目は、病人を癒すことです。これはどういうことでしょうか。このことは宣教とどのようなつながりがあるでしょうか。
So the second is healing the sick. But really, what does that mean? And how is it connected to the mission which we are called?
皆さん、ここでイエス様が人々を癒された時の数々の証を、聖書の中にあると思うんですけど、証を思い出してみてください。自らが自分たちが癒されたことによって、その人々はどのようになったでしょうか。
So I'd like you to take a minute to think about and remember all the testimonies in the Bible that we've read about and heard about when Jesus heals people. What happens when and after they're healed?
人々は癒しを通して、イエス様の偉大さを、その愛を、その恵み深さを体験しました。まあ、癒しなんてこの世では、まあ、ありえない奇跡になると思います。でもそんな体験を通して自分自身が変えられてイエス様を信じて弟子として歩んできたと思います。
It was through the healing that these people received and experienced that they began to know more deeply and intimately of Jesus' power and the depth of his love and grace. Every healing in this worldis not taken for granted. Each one is miraculous. So it was through those experiences in their lives that they were changed, including on what or on whom they placed their trust, on whom they put their reliance and their belief. This was the beginning of their faith in Jesus and their first steps as disciples of His.
実はこの癒しということも宣教になってきます。イエス様のような奇跡をとは言いませんが、私たちにも実際に人を癒すことができるんです。
Actually, this healing then is a part of the mission of God. And while not all of us may be able to heal in miraculous ways like Jesus, Jesus does use us to bring healing to other people.
言葉で福音を伝えるだけでなく、行動や態度でイエス様を証ししていくこと、それによって人々を癒すことも大きな宣教の働きになります。
We not only share the gospel in our spoken word, but also in our attitudes and in our actions, we testify who Jesus is and what Jesus has done, what he's doing and what he can do. And this becomes a big part of the mission of God to bring healing to people in different ways.
他の人が少しでも働きやすくなるように愛を持って同僚の方と関わること、近所の方に愛を込めて小さな贈り物をすること、初めて教会に来た人が気持ちよく過ごせるように教会の掃除を丁寧にしておくこと、これらはすべて人々が癒され、イエス様の姿が明かしされて宣教していくことになるんです。
Using some practical examples, interacting with our co-workers in an intentional, loving wayTo help make it a better working environment. Sharing small gifts with people in our neighborhood. Cleaning the church building carefully and thoroughly so that people who join us for worship in the first time find a clean, welcoming place to be. All of these are different. They're small examples that can be missional in nature, showing clearly our attitudes.And our actions, through our attitudes and actions, who Jesus is. And these actually bring healing.
はい、改めて、振り返ってみましょう。宣教とは何なのか。それは、神の国、福音を述べ伝えていくこと。そして、イエス様を証しして、人々を癒すことです。
So let's review one more time. What is the mission to which Jesus calls us?Simply put, it's this: sharing the gospel about the kingdom of God and healing as a testimony about Jesus.
では、ここからは私たちはなぜ宣教するのかということを考えてみましょう。私たちはなぜ宣教するのでしょうか。
So then the next question naturally is why? What's the purpose? Let's think about why and for what purpose we respond to and are involved in Jesus' call to mission.
いろんな理由を考えていく前に、聖書の言葉を一緒に読んでいけたらと思います。まずは、ヨハネによる福音書3章の17節。
Before clearly answering that, we can find a hint, from Jesus' words, so we'd like to invite you to turn and follow along with that. First, the first one is John, the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 17.
3章の17節。神が御子を世に遣わされたのは、世を裁くためではなく、御子によって世が救われるためである。
Here's the point. God didn't send his son into the world to judge it. Instead, he is here to rescue a world headed towards certain destruction.
少し考えてみましょう。この世で最初に福音を述べ伝えてくれた人は誰でしょうか。
So just think about it. Who was the first person called and sent from heaven into mission into this world?
イエス様ですね。
It's Jesus.
まず、イエス様がこの世に降りてきて、私たちのために宣教をしてくださいました。神であるイエス様自身が一番に宣教していき、自ら手伝ってくださった。
Jesus, who is God in flesh,came into this world to reach out to us in the mission of God. Jesus is the best example for us of one who responds to and lives out the mission of God.
これは罪人である私たちにとってどれほどの恵みでしょうか。
For imperfect people like us who struggle with sin, what a powerful truth and incredible blessing that is.
このイエス様の宣教がまずなければ、私たちは今このように教会に集まって共に主を礼拝し、時に苦難に立ち向かい、時にその大きな愛を受け取って喜びに満たされて歩むことはできなかったはずです。
If Jesus had not responded to God's call to mission, all of us would not be gathered in this church family right now. It wouldn't even exist. We wouldn't be turning our hearts to God in worship. We would have nowhere to return to in moments of struggle and pain. Nor would we receive God's amazing love. There would be no overflowing and fulfilling joy in our daily lives.
もっと言えば、イエス様の宣教から始まり、この2000年という時を経て、イエス様の弟子である多くの先人たちが、時にたくさんの苦難に遭いながらも、イエス様を信じ、宣教し続けてくださいました。
So in a sense then, Jesus is the author and the perfecter, not only of our faith, but also of mission, which has been continued by his disciples.Despite and overcoming any hardships and struggles over the last 2,000 years up until today.
この働きがあったから、今私たちは大きな恵みを受けることができているんです。改めて、今自分たちに与えられているこの関係、または環境、その信仰はどれだけの恵みでしょうか?
It's because of Jesus.And all of his disciples throughout the generations that have responded to the mission call that we are able to receive God's amazing grace. Let's consider again how our relationships, our current situation, and even our faith are blessed because of that.
また開いてみましょう。そして、マタイの10章8節を少し読んでみたいと思います。
Okay, and next if you can turn to Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 10, verse 8.
マタイの福音書10章8節。病人を癒し、死者を生き返らせ、奇形の病を患っている人を清め、悪霊を追い出しなさい。ただで受けたのだから、ただで与えなさい。
Matthew chapter 10, verse 8.Jesus says this, heal the sick, raise the dead, and cleanse those who have leprosy. Drive out demons from the possessed. You received these gifts freely. So you should give them to others freely.
これほど大きなイエス様からの恵みを私たちはただで受けているんです。
All of these incredible blessings, these gifts, this amazing grace, we have received them for free.
私たちは何か犠牲を払うことができたでしょうか? いいえ。ただ、イエス様の十字架という犠牲によって、私たちには今この祝福が与えられているんです。
Is there anything that we could do, anything that we could pay, any sacrifice that we could make to justify or claim that we deserve all of these things? Absolutely not. It's only the incredible sacrifice that Jesus makes out of love, giving up his own life on the cross that guarantees these blessings for us.
全てを与えてくださったイエス様は、天に召される直前に、弟子たちにこのように言います。一緒に開きましょう。マタイによる福音書28章18-19節です。
And it's after that sacrifice of love, before his return to be with the Father in heaven, that Jesus gives this call of mission to his disciples. So let's look at that. Matthew chapter 28. Matthew 28, verses 18 and 19.
私は天と地の一切の権能を授かっている。だから、あなた方は行って、すべての民を弟子にしなさい。
Jesus came forward and addressed his beloved disciples, saying, I am here speaking with all the authority of God, who has commanded me to give you this commission. Go out and make disciples in all the nations.Baptize them in the name of the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
イエス様は弟子たちに弟子を作りなさいと使命を、召しを与えていました。それによって代々にわたって私たちも 宣教を受けることができました。今度私たちにも彼ら弟子たちと同じように弟子としてのイエス様からの使命、召しがあります。
Jesus calls all of his disciples to this mission. It's the same as his own mission. That's to make disciples of Jesus. And that call to mission has been passed down through the generations to us today. So now, like them, it's time for us to receive and respond to that call, to Jesus' call to mission.
だから私たちは宣教するんです。
That is why we become fellow participants.In the call to mission.
ではこの宣教への召しに対して私たちはどのようにあれでしょうか、どのように応答できるでしょうか。
So then how do we, how can we respond to that call that Jesus gives us, the call to mission?
まず私たち自身がイエス様からの宣教を信じて受け取りましょう。イエス様は私たち罪人のために十字架にかかって命を絶たり、そして復活を遂げてくださいました。それを通して与えられてきた愛、許し、救い、命、希望、信仰などなど、たくさんの恵みを信じて受け取ること、これらにまず満たされていきましょう。そして祈り、神様の御心を求めながら共に
First, let's believe and receive the mission that Jesus is demonstrating and offering to us. It's the gospel story that Jesus died on the cross to save us from our sin and conquers death through his victorious resurrection. It's because of and through that that we can have confidence that we receive many blessings. Love, forgiveness, salvation, life,Hope and faith. Let's be filled up and be satisfied by these gifts. And then, while seeking God's heart in prayer, let's go out with blessings. Share that.
最後にこの言葉を励ましとして、皆さんと一緒に読めればと思います。マタイによる福音書28章20節です。
And finally, I think we can be encouraged by Jesus' own words in that same passage.Verse 20, Matthew chapter 28, verse 20.
あなた方に命じたことをすべて守るように教えなさい。私は世の終わりまでいつもあなた方と共にいる。
Disciple them, form them in the practices and postures that I have taught you, and show them how to follow the commands I have laid down for you. And this, I will be with you.Day after day, to the end of the age.
私たちは一人ではありません。聖霊様が与えられています。
The good news is, we're not alone. We are gifted with the Holy Spirit.
思い出してみてください。野口さんの説教にも、2週間前の野口さんの説教にもありました。世に出ていくときも、イエス様は共に宣教をしようと私たちをそのイエス様との関係の中へ召してくださっています。
If you remember from 2 weeks ago, when Nobuki Takahashi shared in his message, he said that Jesus calls us into relationship by inviting us to go out into the world together with him. And he invites us to participate together with him in that mission, in that adventure.
これだけのものを与えてくださってなおイエス様は私たちといつも共にいてくださるんです。これ以上ない心強い味方ではないでしょうか。
This alone is a huge reassurance that we are not alone, that Jesus is always with us, and there is nothing more reassuring than that.
私たちが出ていくとき主に委ね、その力と愛が私たちを通して寛大に働かれますように。そして神様と共に歩み、福音をイエス様を力強く証ししていくことができますように。
I pray that we will entrust ourselves and our lives to the Lord so that when we are going through our daily lives, His power and His love will work and be shown powerfully through us. And I pray that by walking intimately with God, we can powerfully testify the gospel of Jesus to others in our lives as well.
この宣教していくイエス様の証は必ずイエス様とのアドベンチャーになるはずです。人生の思い出として語り継ぐことができるはずです。
It's definitely this mission of sharing Jesus with others that is our greatest adventure with Him. The adventure that forms and shapes us and that we'll keep talking about again and again with Him.
ちなみにイエス様は弟子たちを宣教へ送り出すとき決して一人だけでは送り出しませんでした。必ず二人でチームで出ていくようにされました。
And in case you didn't notice this, when Jesus sends out his apostles in Luke 9 and then again in Luke 10 later, do you realize that he never sends them out alone, one by one? There is significance and purpose.That they are a team set out in pairs, two by two, together.
つまり、私たちは共同体、コミュニティにも召されているんです。この宣教への召しの次のテーマは、共同体、コミュニティへの召しです。ぜひ次のテーマについても考えて、祈りながら過ごしてみてください。
In other words, we are also calledto community. Our call to mission is a communal call to be done together, and it also results in our call to be a part of community as well. So our message in 2 weeks' time is going to be just that, a call to community. So I want to encourage you to begin thinking about that and praying about that so that our hearts are focused and prepared for that message as well.
ありがとうございました。最後にお祈りをして終わりにしましょう。
I'd like to pray.
私たちの父なる神様、あなたの皆を賛美します。
God, we praise your name.
イエス様、あなたが、この世に来て、宣教というものを、私たちに一番最初に伝えてくださったこと、宣教してくださったこと、本当にありがとうございます。
Jesus, we thank you for bringing the message, bringing the mission to us and sharing it with us so that we can be invited into that relationship with you.
私たちには罪があります。自分たちでは拭いきれないたくさんの罪があります。
We have sin in our lives, sin that we can't deal with, sin that we can't resolve on our own.
私たちにはあなたとの関係をもう一度つなぐ権利も力もないことを告白します。
We pray thatOn our own, that we don't have the power, that we don't have the ability to, by our own will, connect to you just by ourselves.
それでも、イエス様、あなたはその愛のゆえに、この地に来て、その福音を、神の国を述べ伝え、私たちに癒しを与えてくださったこと、心から感謝します。
But we confess that we believe that you have come to bring the kingdom into our lives and through us to bring that kingdom to other people and to heal us. We thank you for that.
あなたの尊い犠牲によって今の私たちの関係、環境、信仰が与えられていることに心から感謝します。
And we give you thanks that because of your love, because of your sacrifice, we have this relationship, we have this community, we have our faith, we have restoration.
どうか神様、まずその愛を受け取って、 教会家族みんなで一緒にまたこの世に出ていくことができますように。
Help us to more fully not only believe that in our minds, but believe it in our hearts so that we can fully, more fully receive that. And then help us to be so full to overflowing with that that we can't help but go out as a community, as a family together to share that goodness, to share that joy with others.
選挙で、ミッションに出ていくときにあなたと共にそして教会家族と共に出ていくことができますようにどうか導いてください。
Would you guide us by your spirit so that we would follow you, that we would join you, and that we would walk together hand in hand, two by two, to be participants in your mission together with you?
あなたの知恵を与えてください。
We pray that you would give us your wisdom for that.
あなたの御国がこの世にもっともっと力強く広がっていきますように。
And we pray that your kingdom would come in power more and more in our midst and in this community, in this nation.
あなたの皆が褒めたたえられますように。
We pray that, that would come so that your name would be glorified and praised.
あなたの栄光がもっとたくさんこの世に広がっていきますように。
We pray that your glory would be uncontainable and would just explode in our midst and beyond us and be outreaching in this globe.
すべてあなたが私たちを通して行ってくださることに感謝します。
We thank you for inviting us and involving us and calling us to mission together with you.
もっとあなたを深く知ることができるからです。
Because then we can know you and we can know your heart and know your love more.
あなたの、その全ての働き、あなたの存在に心から感謝して愛するイエス様の名前を通してお祈りいたします。
And we dwell with you and give thanks for you as we pray this in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
愛の光輝き暗闇を照らし出す我が主イエスよの光自由を与える力命の Jesus, light of the world, shine upon us.